Today in the World Cafe studio is the British band Django Django. They released their debut earlier this year, which was much anticipated as they had put out Storm, a song we'll hear today, as a single 3 years ago. We'll talk with them in a moment, but let us start with music from Django Django, a performance of Firewater, and then that initial single, Storm.
Thank you. live performance today on the World Cafe. We're really happy that Django Django have joined us. And we just heard a couple of tunes from their debut album. We heard Firewater and Storm. Welcome, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
Now, was that the first, was Storm one of the singles that you guys had out really early?
Yeah, it was the very first thing we did in about 2009, and we put it out ourselves on a friend in Glasgow helped us put it out on a little 7-inch label, and it was kind of brought out before the band was even properly formed, so it was kind of the first thing we did before we had much music.
Well, my understanding is like at least some folks' anticipation started at that point for your debut album. So
yeah.
There are some people out there who are waiting for it. It took you guys about 3 years to put it together. Talk a little bit about that process. Was it a good thing to take that much time?
I don't think we took 3 years. I think people saw Storm 7-inch as the beginning of us making an album, but really it was just the beginning of us messing around with music. And in those 3 years, you know, I finished a postgrad degree at college, and there was lots of stuff going on. You know, signing a record deal took a long time, and then, you know, even when the album was finished, it took quite a while to mix, and then even when it was mixed, it took a while for the label to want to actually release it. So all those things just ended up taking about 3 years. I guess in that time we had to write a full album, put a live set together, and really that the Storm release was kind of literally day one of the band, really.
Well, I understand this is a bedroom album, as they call it. So it's done on your own.
Yeah, it was made in the bedroom of a flat in East London, kind of with bits and bobs of broken drum kits and one microphone and one guitar, and we weren't in a rush to knock out 13 songs, so we took quite a long time and taught ourselves certain production techniques and kind of learnt on the job and kind of made it up as we went along, really. So in actual fact, I think, you know, I come from the world of dance music, really. I was a DJ before this. So to me, when I listen to hip hop or Detroit techno or whatever it might be, those records, the sensibilities were really kind of DIY and lo-fi, really, for most of those underground records. So that was always a kind of natural way for me to progress, to keep those sensibilities and do everything in-house with what we had.
Now there's a Beta Band connection in here, and it's through David.
Yeah. My brother was in the Beta Band, and then he had another band called the Aliens after that. So he's off making films now, but yeah, that was his band. Yeah.
Well, so if you followed that band closely, I suspect you did, they love to do what you guys love to do. I mean, every song is something a little bit different, and they try to push the edges. Is it an inspiration in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I think growing up with that, I was so close to it. Me and my brother collect records together throughout the years and run club nights for years, DJed together. You know, got into four tracks and samplers together, and you know, we both share our, I guess, the biggest influence is our mum and dad's record collection. We both grew up spending a lot of time in the front room listening to Fleetwood Mac and Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and Pink Floyd, and kind of, I think that record collection really shaped us and stayed with us, really. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities, I guess, in the way that we approach music making as well, the way that we think about the dynamics of music and how to make music, I think, is kind of steeped in not just 60s stuff, but the stuff we got into in the 90s, like Public Enemy and dance music, early acid house, rave, and I think those are the things that have shaped us both, really.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the Mercury Prize from guys who were nominated. I want to know the process. How do you find out that you're on the short list? Does somebody call you, or and what happens?
Yeah, I think they kind of let you know a few days before, but I think we're all just around at our flats, basically. I was walking over to Vinny's and got a call. It seems pretty kind of mundane, the way that it gets told to you, I think. I think it kind of gets, you know, kind of leaked to someone who, you know, your manager, and then they kind of subtly let you know. And then, yeah, you've just got to go down to the announcement. We kind of turned up too early, though. We turned up about 10 to 6, and we should have been there at 6. So the woman who was kind of, you know, on the door kind of panicked and sent us over to a pub over the road, just in case there was any, you know, paparazzi hanging about.
Django, our guest today, we're going to get back to a set of music all drawn from their Mercury Prize-nominated debut album. And what do you guys want to play next?
Let's play...
Love Start?
Love Start.
We'll be right back.
song is called War, finishing up our set today from Django Django, their first album out this year. And our thanks to the band for joining us in the studio. We'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.